Hey, you Dallas Cowboys. This is Rory.
This is Maul.
And we are coming to the Southside Music Hall November 19th. We hope that you get your tickets now. And I hope somebody bring me some vegan barbecue, Rory.
Yes, unfortunately, as much as I love Dallas, I don't want to go there when the Cowboys are good, but here we are. So
the Cowboys are indeed playing very well so that nobody will be depressed. So let's come out and celebrate the Cowboys having a winning season for once in the last 57 years. Get your tickets now, please.
See you, Cowboys, Cowgirls, and Cowdays.
Houston, we're coming to the Houston Improv November 20th. NewRoryInMall.com now. Get your tickets. Rory, this is like a homecoming, like you said.
Yeah, we might need to be there for a week.
Yeah, I think we need... Oh, I was thinking a month.
I'm going to do some pop-ups at some hookah spots, strip club work, of course.
All work.
For the pod. I want a pod at Onyx.
Write it off on the taxes as a meeting. It's a work meeting.
You can find me at camp for free.
Houston Improv, November 20th. Get your tickets now. Yes. Welcome to a new episode of the New Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I'm Damaris. The Maul sigh is becoming a thing, I think, to start these episodes.
The Maul sigh?
Yeah, you kind of like hit him with it.
When Wayne flicks his lighter.
Yeah.
Kind of like the same thing.
I get it.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like just letting people know where they at, what they're listening to. Get ready for this audio journey.
Yes, the Jordan shrug, more or less. Come on. Again, I don't want to get you.
LeBron powder.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't want to get you triggered.
No.
But?
We saw Maul in rare form in Atlanta.
Rare? What did I do in Atlanta? Let me think. Okay, yeah, I was in a strip club. That's rare.
No, not that rare for me.
No.
Oh. What rare?
Well, younger Maul.
Mm-hmm.
Old Maul,
yeah.
Oh,
if you will.
Yes.
You got in your arguing bag.
In Atlanta?
Oh, yes. Oh. Your debate arguing bag.
Michael.
Oh,
Michael.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know the theory when a bunch of grown men are not getting pussy.
People know my trigger points. That's what it is. I think people know my triggers. It's very few of them, but they know where they are. And they know how to push
it. Here's the thing. They didn't know that, though.
No, they
So
knew.
they just caught a monster out of nowhere.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've never seen you that animated.
Listen, right. Man, I just... It's one thing that really pisses me off in life. Like, that will really, really take me to...
Michael Jeffrey Jordan disrespect.
Yes. Anybody that just the blaspheme that people just seem to spew when it comes to Michael Jeffrey is absolutely insane.
Once Jeffrey came out of your mouth, I thought about calling my Uber.
I'm just saying, like, it's just like, we got to be clear what Michael Jordan we're talking
about.
Yes. You know what I mean? Because there's a few out here
Michael
that kind of sneak into the cracks of arguments. It's like, no, we're not talking about that one.
So our last day in Atlanta, we went and did Drama's show on Sirius, which I'm not sure when it's dropping. I think next Sunday. It's live. It's not pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Right. So we went.
Everything's live. This is live.
Yeah. So we went and did a drama show, and then we kicked it at his studio for a little bit.
Shout out to Generation Now.
Beautiful studio.
Late Don Cannon.
And you know what happens when seven grown men have no women around? You debate rap music and you debate
sports.
Yeah, that's just what happens when there's no pussy around.
Women think that every time it's just the guys, they think we're shooting a fucking Hype Williams video.
No.
With a lot of naked ass walking around. I promise we're just talking about who's the greatest basketball player.
Let's talk about other men.
And who?
Yeah. It's weird how that works.
Yeah, it's weird how that works. And who used the first 808 in hip hop history?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the shit we talk about.
Yeah. Like, Terrace needs to do a course at some university.
Absolutely.
Just breaking that down.
Like, Terrace was a part of that. I debate as well.
The legendary Terrace Martin. It was just all over the place. It went from the studio to arguing about 80s hip hop and from 90s.
Listen,
babies.
I would never repeat the musical things that were spoken about just because.
Oh, I'm going to one.
We know how artists are sensitive, but Don Cannon is one of the craziest,
funniest dudes
I've ever had a conversation with.
He could never take those opinions on a mic. Life.
No. This is all right. I'll put it this way. I finally understand why DJ Drama is the face of the operation.
I get it.
I understand why he's the one talking on the records.
I understand. I see what Lake is there for now, and I understand why Don just is never on camera or never on a microphone. I get it.
Don likes 1.5 artists.
Yeah. One and a half.
It's only an artist and a half that he absolutely likes ever in the history of music.
Cannon hates his own music.
Literally, it's fucking,
like, bro, is there anything in life that brings you joy?
He has this insane ability to make you feel like the one artist that you just love and adore has zero talent.
Yeah.
Absolutely none.
Has zero talent. I'm talking about, I was sitting there to the point where I was like, he might be right. This dude really might not be that good. He might not be that talented. And then I'm like, no. I'm not letting him do that.
He made classic records. Parodies.
Seem like
the classic albums.
The shat on them.
Classic artist class. He made it seem like these guys have zero talent and that we've all been fooled. That's a talent to have that ability to speak like that and influence that type of feeling over somebody. It's like
such
if somebody just says, yo, no, it's not. The sky isn't blue. The sky is brown. You don't see it. And you're just like, you know what? You might be right.
It might be brown.
No. I feel like WAC has taken the crown of Clubhouse. It'll never happen because Cannon will just be quiet unless you catch him in those rooms. He's not going to say these thoughts. Cannon would own Clubhouse.
Oh, yes.
Cannon would own Clubhouse.
He'd give WAC a run for his money.
He would be the greatest Potter in history. Like, the shit that he says and actually makes you feel like he believes.
And follow through with all of it.
I would never repeat what he said. But
same.
When we were talking about who has bars and who doesn't, and he brought up that one bar, me and Terrence looked at each other like, there's no way he's trying to solidify his argument with that bar. He just, I said, that bar is terrible.
Okay. I kind of want to say it's not a terrible bar, but all right, I'll just say the bar, man. It's Jeezy, like Krispy Kreme. I was flipping them O's. To Cannon, that's the greatest bar that's ever existed on earth.
Yo, but who he was like arguing that against, yo, listen, man, Cannon is the greatest arguer, debater I have ever encountered in my entire life, by far. But so we were there, and then that turned into a who's the greatest basketball player ever. You know, it has to
be. It moved from the studio to an office. That's how you know.
That's how you know
you're having debates when you have to move.
We had
locations.
To get out of the studio because somebody had a session.
Someone had something productive to do.
Yeah, yeah. So like, no, we're not done with this. We're taking this to the office. We go to the office, and then lo and behold, somebody says Michael Jordan isn't the greatest basketball player of all time. And that just.
It was Maul against the room.
Y'all didn't see the Arthur fist. Like, I had it by my side the whole time.
We saw it.
Yeah.
And then they kept going, and I was like, all right, enough is enough. I have to fucking just, now I have to lose my shit, and I just have to go crazy in here. So we debated that. Of course,
it was. Have you been, like, suppressing some anger? Let's call it passion. Have you been suppressing some passion lately?
No. You know what it is? It's just, I'm tired of that really being a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to still be a conversation. And it's like, how do y'all think that this is even close at this point?
Well, there were some younger kids in the room that took it.
And as soon as I started laying out the facts, they quickly were like, oh, shit, he might be
you
right.
You sat down at Lake's desk and started beating on the desk.
Yeah, man, because it's like, yo, what the
That was the funniest part. At one, we go into Lake's office. He's at his desk. I turn around. All of a sudden, Maul's sitting at his desk. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, man, because it's just, I don't understand how we still fall. And I try. I promise, fellas, I try not to fall into those arguments and those debates between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I try not to. I love LeBron. I think he's one of the greatest ever. But to compare him to or say he's a better basketball player than Michael Jeffrey Jordan is the most insane shit I've ever heard. It's not even, for all you numbers guys, they ran all the analytics, they ran the PER and all of this shit, and they said it's not even close. Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. Like, what else do you want to do? They ran the numbers. You know, a lot of these guys are analytics guys. They're numbers guys. They ran all the numbers through the computers, through all your fucking little data machines. If Michael was playing in this era, whatever era, he is the greatest player of all time. How do people still debate that is beyond me. How do people still think that LeBron is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan is insane to me. And well, I love LeBron. I think he's a top seven of all time. That's a great number.
Damn, top seven?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, Cannon put some of my favorite albums ranked 120. So
But that's not a
seven. Sounds
seven
great.
Seven is amazing. When you think about all the players that have played the game, all the great players that have played basketball, being top seven is an absolute fucking honor, and is probably the highest honor anyone would ever want.
Well, I mean, MJ didn't discover the Migos.
He didn't discover the Migos. Neither did LeBron. But that's a whole nother thing.
Tell them the Bobby
so
Knight
says you.
Anecdote that you kept repeating.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the info was out here, Julian. Like, I don't understand how people don't see these things, how they don't know these things.
Oh,
it's
is this the part of the debate where everything was defined by Bobby Knight and what he said?
I'm just, but it's just, think about it. If you coaching, right, at the time, who's probably the greatest college player in Isaiah Thomas at Indiana, right? You coached him. They probably just won a national championship, maybe. I don't know. Mm.
And one of the greatest shot putters of all time, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Throw a chair. That chair and Bobby Shmurda's chair. Look at the Bobby. Yeah. Still hasn't landed.
The Bobby's.
Bobby's just throw things. They never know where they go.
They never touch the ground again. So at the USA Olympics, at the scrimmage, Michael Jordan was going into his freshman year. He hadn't played college basketball yet. And they had a scrimmage. And Bobby Knight addressed the media after. And he said that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player he has ever seen in his life. This was a high school senior. This is the same guy that just coached Isaiah Thomas in Indiana. And he said the greatest player he had ever seen play was a high school senior that had just finished his senior year in high school. Like, if that's not saying this is a basketball mind, we all know Bobby Knight is probably one of the greatest basketball minds ever. If he's saying that, and then it turns out that Michael Jordan has the career that he had, Bobby Knight was right.
I mean, but at that time, LeBron was in Akron inventing electricity, so.
Mm. Yeah, but
he wasn't even focused on.
Inventing electricity. That's probably exactly what LeBron was doing.
Yeah, man.
It's just, I don't know, man. Just all the numbers, guys. Look at the numbers. They ran all the numbers in this era, in that era, whatever era you want to put Michael Jordan in, place him in any time. He is the greatest basketball player of all time. It's not even close, and it's nothing wrong with it. I don't even think that LeBron, and this was another point that I made. Mm. It's crazy to say that that you think that LeBron is the, and I love LeBron. Let me keep saying, because people swear I hate LeBron. I love LeBron James. He's amazing. I think he's a better human than he is a basketball player, and he's one of the greatest basketball players ever. To say that LeBron is the greatest player ever when he's not even the greatest Laker ever is crazy to me. He's not even the greatest to play in his organization ever.
He's the greatest Cavalier, though.
Easily.
That's not saying much.
I mean, that's still...
Is he the greatest Heat? I don't know how you would... Heater? Is he the greatest Heater?
I would give that to Shaq. Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alonzo Mourning? Eddie Jones?
I mean, I would give it to Dwayne Wade. But
Eddie Jones was born.
But that's my thing. How can you be the greatest ever and you're not even the greatest to ever play in the organization you currently play for?
Yeah, but that's not fair. He just joined the Lakers not that long ago.
What? I mean, he's been there a few years. He has a ring, because I don't count that ring. Oh, I'm a diehard Laker
quote,
fan.
Mickey Mouse ring.
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse. Y'all know how I feel about that, yeah, Mickey. And I'm a diehard Laker fan. I don't count that ring. But he has a ring. He won, right? He's been there a few years. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's going to become the all-time leading scorer as a Laker, surpassing a great Laker in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we still not saying he's the greatest Laker ever. I don't think nobody will say that. Nobody will say LeBron James is the greatest Laker to ever play.
You would even put him top five?
Laker? Yeah, he's a top five.
Oh, no,
Laker.
Top five, yeah, overall.
Seven.
Of all time?
Yeah.
It would be hard.
Laker or as a player? Because that's
a top
different.
Five Laker
what you did for
time,
the Lakers
for sure.
And...
He's a top five.
Michael Jordan could have went to the Lakers at the end of his career for one year. It wouldn't make him the greatest Laker. He was just happened to be the greatest going to the Lakers.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan, all right, do we agree that Michael Jordan is the greatest Wizard of all time? Do you think another player came to the Wizards and is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan?
John Wall? Gilbert Arenas? You don't think Gilbert did more than Jordan?
Did more what? Crime?
For the Wizards.
He brought more guns
more
in the
crime.
Locker room. He brought more guns in the locker room than Michael Jordan.
And the league
did.
Was fucking crazy at that
time.
Are
you kidding me? I'm talking about as a player. Not what they did for the organization, as a player.
Oh, well, then if he went to any team, he would be the greatest.
This is my
point. I'm saying that's not fair because I think Gilbert Arenas and John Wall did more for the Wizards than Michael Jordan did.
This is LeBron's fifth year.
Hey, oh, what did he do? Draft Kwame Brown? I want no smoke, Kwame Brown. I'm so sorry.
I'm just saying, bro.
He could be the greatest podcaster of all time.
I love Kwame Brown.
I do too.
Great.
I want to make sure that's not smoke because Kwame.
I fuck with Kwame Brown.
He won't quit. I'm just saying.
LeBron isn't the greatest Laker, right? I still think Kobe is a greater player than LeBron. I think Shaq is a greater player than LeBron. People would argue that.
I would argue, yeah.
Magic. People would argue Kareem.
Jerry West.
No way. Oh. I'm just saying that
the logo.
There is no argument. Mm. No argument that Michael Jordan on any team that he's on, if he was there for 5 years, wouldn't be the greatest player in that organization.
And I know
that organization has ever seen.
I know our female audience may be tuning out right now, but I want you guys to pay attention right here because while I was watching this debate, Terrence and I were in the corner because we're music nerds and just don't have much to say in basketball debates. But I was observing that if women knew this and thought maybe their man would cheat on them or don't want them to go out, just throw in something like, is Jay the best lyricist? Is LeBron really number one? Because we were going to go to Magic City, and just a few little things that was thrown out there
kept us in the studio.
We stayed inside.
We
the
ordered
entire
food
night.
And stayed there all night.
Yeah.
Stayed there all night. That's all it takes.
Women.
That's all it takes. So, overall, it was a great night.
Just throw in like, hey, do you think Nas is more consistent than Jay? And I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
Right.
It was a great night. Great conversations with some great minds and great talent. I enjoyed that. That's my type of shit. I'd rather do that than go to a strip club any night. That's just
sure.
That's just where I'm at in my life. I'm 41. I don't want to see ass. I'd rather sit and debate who's greater between Michael and LeBron and fucking yell to the top of my lungs and slam shit on the floor all night and then go back to my hotel room, shower, and go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's a great night.
Oh, no. We kept the studio nights going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did. We did. We left there and we went and got up with Simba. He was in the studio with ATL Jacob. But I left y'all there. I was tired.
I was just because my flight was so early that I was trying to fill the time.
Yeah, I went back to the room and went to sleep. But
and I mean, of course, I love those guys.
Atlanta was amazing. I had a great time, man. We got to kick it with some of our friends and you know, do the things that we like to do, sit around, talk shit, listen to music, talk music, debate sports. It's just always good to be in a room with some really, really inspiring people, great minds, talented people, passionate people, and just people that, you know, just are trying to do the same thing you do and be great at what it is that you do. So Atlanta was a lot of fun, as it always is. Atlanta's always fun. Always have a good time.
Never had
Atlanta.
A bad time there. Knock on wood.
Hey, yo.
I was supposed to go out with so we had B. Simone and Meg at the show.
Yes.
In Atlanta. Thank
you
for coming out.
Did we recap that or no?
Yeah, we recapped it in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. In Atlanta.
Days are blurred. I'm sorry.
So B. Simone had hit me when we were at the studio, and they were trying to plan a dinner, her and Meg, me, you. They wanted us all to just go out and get some dinner while we was there last night.
Okay.
But then, you know, they were tired. They were staying home. I texted her. I said, listen, we don't have to force it. Like, Rory and I are not that pressed to go to dinner. Like, it's okay.
Were they gonna pay?
I'm sure B and Meg would have picked up the check. They have no problem doing that.
Oh, man.
Love to be cordial. I was like, listen, because I just love the debates we were having.
Oh, yeah.
I canceled on two cool women. Was like, listen, Rory and I are fine.
Yeah.
We don't need to go out to dinner. We're good where we're at. Like,
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
So B was so happy to hear that. Because, you know, it's kind of like, you can feel when somebody doesn't want to go out. But because you're in the city they live in, they're like, listen, I'll get up and go. I'll get dressed and meet y'all. And we can go to dinner if y'all really want to. And I'm like, listen, Rory and I, we're completely fine with not going out to eat. It's all good.
I'm so good at being that person now. Because a lot of people are scared to say that. When you can tell in a text message when you're like, well, we could do some other time, like no pressure. Yeah, let's not do this.
Yeah, we don't got to do this.
I'm always I'm the person that'll break all
I'm
the tension.
Person,
who wants to say
I
it
can
first?
Read the room. I know how to read the room over the phone. I can tell when you're in your home and you're comfortable on your couch, watching TV, doing nothing, just chilling, and it's like, damn, I got to get dressed. It was cold as fuck in Atlanta.
Yeah, she would have had a shower.
Yeah, she would have had the shower. God knows, you know, if B has to get in the shower and wash that ass, she ain't going nowhere.
And it wasn't a Thursday.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't a
Thursday.
Thursday's
her shower day.
Yeah, it was Monday.
Sorry, B.
You don't want to break her routine.
But, so me and B
fucked up her whole shower schedule.
Yeah, like I didn't want to throw her shower schedule off, have her using more water than necessary. You know how that goes.
She's an environmentalist. That's
why. The planet. Yeah,
that's one of the greatest environmentalists.
For those that don't know, B and Meg were doing their podcast. Who was the guest on there?
Desi Banks. Shout out to Desi Banks, one of the funniest guys on Instagram.
And I don't know how showering got brought up, but B was suggesting that she doesn't shower every day, and they started a schedule Monday through Thursday of when showering would happen.
She showers Monday and Thursday, and if she's feeling herself, maybe Saturday.
Yeah.
She might get three in.
If she has a dinner date.
Yeah, if she has a dinner date. Right now, she's single, so she's like, hey, nobody's down there. Nobody has to smell me or whatever. I just think it's, well, rewind a little bit. So from the dinner.
I just feel like out of hygiene, like it's not just vaginal hygiene.
Yeah.
Like you got to wash that ass.
Yeah.
You gotta wash that ass.
But it's like your entire body.
And like your whole body.
Like your whole body.
Yeah, definitely whole body. But most importantly, wash that ass. Now, me and B from the dinner, I said, yo, you know what? I want to check out Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever. I said, damn, I want to see that. I'm hearing great things about it. I'm in Atlanta. I'm feeling extra black. So I thought, you know what? I'm like, B, let's go to the movie theater. She's like, yo, I live right across the street from a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm like, yo, let's go check a movie. What time is it? She said, yo, there's a show at 9:30. At this time, it was like 7 o'clock.
And that was
so, you know,
time.
If you really don't want to move.
For you to shut down the theater, too. Like, you would have had to buy all the seats.
Called, I would have to the back. You know, so I could sit over here and B.
Check the website.
She could sit over
there
so she didn't wash her ass.
Yeah.
You go sit over there, I'll sit over here.
Naturally.
Got the whole movie theater to ourselves. So she was like, damn. It's still 2.5 hours before the movie starts. You know how long that gap is if you're home comfortable to be like, all right, I got to wait 2 hours to go to a movie?
Yeah.
I say, you know what? You're right. Don't worry about it. We'll go catch a movie another time. Now, this news of her not washing her ass didn't come out until after we got back from Atlanta. So mm-hmm. it's funny how God works in mysterious yeah. ways. God was keeping me away from B because he knows that that wasn't her wash day.
Okay. Yes.
And had I linked up with B and smelled the you know
the musk
with the 7 day
what
theory
the rock was cooking
yeah the 7 day theory from the low end theory
that was her low end theory
that was her low end theory if yes. I would have smelled that it would have changed our relationship it would have changed
low vibration it would
have changed
hygiene.
Yeah it would have yeah. changed the love and the fucking support that I have for B Simone so God was working in mysterious ways he was keeping me away from B because that was not her wash day
because that would put what third all right so Friday Saturday Sunday
oh no it was her wash day it was Monday so she got washed you.
Mm. Well, but is she washing the morning or in the evening?
Aha.
She did have those 2.5 hours. She yeah. could have washed before.
She could have had some shower time in there.
I'm but then if you sure. think about it, maybe she would just want to go to the movies and come home and shower before she goes to bed.
Yeah.
Because then she'd get all the theater
all
stink.
All the you know, butter.
I'm pretty sure. I'm hopeful yeah. that B would have washed that ass before meeting me to go to the movies. I just think that she just loves and cares about me enough to not be smelling like bar peanuts. But
how often
I mean, I'm just happy it didn't affect our show
crazy.
By any ways.
No, like she,
yeah,
smelled,
she smelled
great.
Good.
Yeah, she smelled
great.
Fine at the show.
Gave her a hug at the show backstage. She smelled great. Underarms had enough deodorant.
You know what I think it was? I think it was all the blunt smoke that maybe masked a lot of
the blunt. And the crystal sandwiches.
Yeah.
Smelled
yeah,
good
the
in there.
Crystal sandwiches with the...
Because when everything smells like skunk, it's like, who's that?
You didn't bring the grease perfume.
Oh, I still have it up there.
You should have brought it to the show. That would have been fun.
Just sprayed it on people.
Give that to B.
Yeah, give that to her. Like, listen, on the days where you're not...
Why would I waste the spray? Never mind. She already smells like.
Just bottle
I just
her up.
Think that I just think that it's amazing.
She's gonna fucking kill us.
No, she's gonna kick out. She's gonna kick my ass. I just think
you.
It's amazing how B, who is clearly a comedian and clearly somebody who is makes people laugh for a living,
yeah,
can say something like this and the entire internet and timeline be in an uproar and really believe that B Simone doesn't wash her ass daily. Like, I just think that that's hilarious and funny. So, B, well, I hope you're washing that ass daily.
I thought in that clip it was actually funnier of everyone in the room being quiet.
Yeah.
To say
Meg, no, goddamn.
To say either you smell or that they don't shower the same. Like, it's okay to shower.
Meg, now, Desi, you know, Desi's a nigga. And sometimes niggas don't wash every day. Niggas, they feel like they washed late last night. They can get up tomorrow, run around all day without a shower. And it's like, all right, cool. I'll just shower in the morning, whatever. Now... Meg is she knows good and goddamn well that B washes her ass.
Meg was
daily.
Baffled,
but you know she let her get her shit off and make
literally.
A joke. Yeah, get her shit off and make a joke, and have the entire timeline and then everybody starts adding me saying, "Oh, this is why you didn't want to fuck with B Simone because she don't wash her ass daily,"
which would be a fair reason not to.
Yeah,
that well, would be an amazing reason
true.
Not to. Let's be clear. I've been around B enough times to know that. She smells great. She washes her ass daily, I'm sure. She smells good. She's not a funky girl.
Have you ever dealt with, because we've had the conversation, we've all been in these streets for a long time. We smelled a box or two that wasn't great. And I don't want to talk about
box
that.
Fresh out the shower that wasn't,
yeah,
no, that we, wasn't like,
I'm, that's,
that's
like
that's an age-old
age
conversation
yeah,
that
yeah.
we've had.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to have that. I want to say, have y'all just ever been around just a funky, you don't even need to get near the box,
a
just
funky?
A funky girl.
Oh, of course.
Just
oh,
a,
yeah.
That's the smelly. Yeah. Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
beautiful chick.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
absolutely.
You're so happened. Beautiful, but you stink.
I told you, I chased the girl.
How
I
did you react? Did you?
I had a crush
a
on a girl for like a few years, and I wanted this girl so bad. And we finally got to a point where we were about to be intimate, and it just did not smell good at all.
Was,
and I was,
but you went through with it.
No, hell no.
Oh,
I was so heartbroken.
Rookie.
Yuck. What?
I was so.
I've definitely fucked through the stench.
Nah,
damn.
As a grown man.
Define grown.
Like past 25?
Over 24 years old.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Hell no. Fuck no.
How'd you go through it?
Y'all crazy as fuck. When you're 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 even, cool.
It's a lot of years.
Actually, 24, 25-year-old grown man, you should not be fucking some
it wasn't like an
pussy.
Often thing. It maybe happened once or twice after that.
Wow.
But I mean, I just held my
that
breath.
That means five.
I just held
you held your breath?
I held my breath, and it actually made like the orgasm a little better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because once I released it,
it's like, oh, you let that air out, you breathe.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah,
I get
it. It was actually kind of worth it.
It's crazy close nut clarity.
I can't fuck through no stink pussy.
I didn't eat it. I just, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just not aroused.
You just have to keep switching positions. So
airing out a little bit from the back.
I'm cool.
You know.
It's just
from the back is probably crazy.
The worst, probably, yeah.
The coochie mixed with the asshole.
That's the boofing.
Ooh. That's smell like playoff basketball in that motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Now entering the game, Patrick Ewing.
Straight from the dumpster.
You know, Patrick used to sweat profusely. Yeah. Pat used to be dripping sweat before the fucking tip-off. He used to be on that play, that layup line going crazy hard. Like, yo, Pat, you scared us? Why are you sweating like that?
No, he definitely stunk.
There's a lot of players that look like they smell.
Oh, God. Yeah, you can only imagine. I've been in practice facilities, locker rooms. Just because they're making millions don't mean they got good hygiene. Let me tell you that. Mm-hmm. It'd be brothers making $100 million and don't know how to wash their ass. Trust me on that.
All right, well, have you ever seen a pretty girl? And we've all had thoughts of, like, whether she would be a freak or not a freak or whatever. She's pretty, but she looks like she smells. You ever had that intuition?
But she looks like she's... I think I know
what you're talking about. I've had a few where I'm like, yeah, it's something about her look that just... I could tell by her pores, maybe.
Yeah.
That it seeps.
Her diet. Pores? You see the way, what she eats.
Diet's a big factor.
It's a huge factor.
Well, you know why it's not weird for me as a grown man to have been through that? I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because these women are on the chicken and Hennessy diet from 18 to 24, and it doesn't affect them at all.
Ooh.
They smell fine because their bodies can handle it.
It's true.
Ooh.
Then they hit that 25 mark, and their body really can't process that shit the same way. So they don't realize that they're going to stink differently now.
Hmm.
So once you catch them in that phase of transitioning to a grown woman that can't guzzle Hennessy, for those now Casamigos, it was Henny at that time, it just doesn't work the same way.
It doesn't.
Yeah, now that I think back.
The wings and fries and Henny diet at 3 a.m. catches up to you.
Ugh.
Now that I think back.
And they don't know yet.
The hypnotic era. When you seen women drinking too much of that hypnotic.
Little Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, that pussy always had a little stench to it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yuck.
They had green streaks in their drawers.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Jesus Christ. It's nothing more
radioactive.
There's nothing more attractive than a pretty woman that smells great. That is the greatest shit.
Rihanna's the best smelling woman in the world.
Rihanna, I mean, I would
she
hope
looks,
so.
She but looks, she looks like yeah, she smells good.
Like she smells yeah. great. Rihanna looks like she smells amazing. Like she just, it's just sad when you come across a really beautiful girl and then she like, she doesn't smell good and she doesn't have like, she's not like, you get to her crib where she stay at and it's like, she's not really that clean, that tidy. It's like, oh, it's just so heartbreaking. But
I think allegedly post-surgery, because they don't really know how to clean their new body. That there could be some backlash there.
Who don't know how to clean a new body?
Chicks that get surgery.
Wait.
Well, when you're transferring fat from one place to another, it may affect the smell of your body.
Pores, new crevices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New crevices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, man, I don't care what crevices is new. Washing your
You have
ass.
To get a different size loofah when wagon.
You gotta, the BBL loofah before you get the wagon.
You gotta stay in that shower a little longer and fucking wash that lather like 3 or 4 times.
Let me ask. All right, so you could go and shower, right? So what's an appropriate time of a shower?
For me?
Sure.
On average, my showers are no less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
That's way too long.
That's a very long shower.
That's an insane amount of time.
You wash your hair.
30 minutes?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you wash your hair. You fucking
How often do you wash your hair?
Probably 3 days a week.
All right.
Okay.
I would say 2.
You shower every day of the week?
When I had hair.
I mean, yeah.
When I had hair, I was saying.
Twice a day. A shower,
shower
in the morning, and a shower before I go. I cannot go to sleep.
I wash
without
my beard
a shower. I can't sleep without taking a shower.
A half hour is insane.
It's a long shower, bro.
No, it's not.
That is.
I've
long.
Done it before.
It's really not
but
that
I
long,
do 30
bro.
Minute showers. Yeah,
it's like that's the equivalent of like 5 songs on a.
That's a fucking
five
album.
Songs? On an album, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That's kind of.
I'm
yeah,
one like long song.
Like
5 minutes,
songs?
I'm good.
Six,
5 minute shower?
You could run through the whole Daytona album for a shower?
Yeah, easily.
a five minute shower, you're telling me is appropriate.
I if I'm focused, I can hit all the essentials in 5 minutes.
I'm efficient.
Like if I got shit to do, I can get a full good shower in 5 minutes.
Capable, I'm capable of efficient. I'm not standing there. Like
I can take a 5 minute shower if I need to.
Yeah, same.
But if I'm just like in the house for the night and I'm taking my shower before bed, I'm in the shower at least 30 minutes.
How long do you cut the water?
Just wants to unwind.
Like, how long is the water running before you get in?
Probably like a minute.
Usually like 2 minutes. Like, I'm in the shower, I just turn it on, and then I take my fucking underwear and my t-shirt and socks off. And
30 minutes is fucking insane.
It's a great time, though.
It's a good time.
Relax, nice, you know what I mean? Shower. Let the hot water hit your body, sit there, think. You know what I mean? Lather a couple times.
Well, if you think about it, since...
And then I rinse with cold, like...
You should end your shower with a little cold.
Well, he has the rollover minutes from B. Simone, so it's okay.
The rollover?
Because she uses less water. Maul is allowed to use way longer.
You share a shower plan.
B. Simone's in there for 2 minutes. I'm in there for 30. Yeah,
two minutes per week?
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. I like taking long like showers, man. Same. That shit is relaxing.
I showered twice yesterday.
I shower twice every day. I have to shower when I obviously wake up before I leave the house. And then at night, I feel just like the day is on me. Like, I can't get into, like, a clean bed, clean sheets.
I'm with you.
And, like, with outside, like,
that's first
skin,
world problems,
face. Like,
I'm
I just can't. Yeah, I got to.
Minimum, I wash my face.
And it's not, every shower is not 30 minutes. But, like, the showers, like, the good showers, easy 30 minutes. When I'm running late and it's, like, five minutes, 10 minutes, so I'm got to get to the airport. Like, shit, I got to leave in the next 20 minutes. I got to be out the door. Like, I can
how many times
shower.
Are you, like, doing the full scrub in that 30 minutes? Is it just one good one? Or are you
multiple? I lather at least... Four times.
Damn,
man.
Yeah, lather at least four times, bro.
All right, define a four-time lather. We're like, a full getting in there is one, and then you do that repeat three times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just fucking scrub the hair off your body.
No fucking... No.
I mean, you're really clean, bro.
I totally understand why you and B. Simone didn't work out.
Yeah.
No, I'm
you
really
extra
clean.
With it, and
bro,
she's the opposite.
I love taking showers, bro. That is like so relaxing.
That's me time
take
for
a hot shower. That is some of the most relaxing shit in the world.
No, I agree with you. I just think 30 minutes is fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I'm in the house for the night. What the fuck? I'm just in the shower. Like, I'm not, I don't have kids to put in bed and read and check their homework. Like, I'm a single man. I take a fucking 30 minute shower for homework. Like, turn on some music, smoke a blunt, then get in the shower. Like, you know, I'm just in there. The water's hitting me. I'm high. I'm just like, yo, this feels great. Like,
oh, man. Yeah, that's another.
You know, I know women have just dated musty dudes. Anything like domesticated or clean that you do, they think you're married and hiding a secret family.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know how to clean? What woman cleaned this? Oh, how do you know about that peppermint soap? It's like, because I'm clean.
I'm clean. I enjoy like
it's in the store for everyone.
Like good body washes and trying them out on my body and smelling great. Like I'm just not a funky dude. Like
your wife bought you these sheets? No, I'm like Target. I just know how to read thread counts.
How hard is
like
that?
Like, what type of nasty dudes you been dealing with?
It's crazy, but there are some nasty dudes out here, so.
Speaking of hygiene,
back to B. Hey, B, wash your ass.
There it
wash
is.
Wash your ass.
Speaking of washing your ass.
Mm-hmm. And B washes his ass. We're joking, of course.
Can you get lactose intolerant later in life?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's what happened to me.
All right.
I used to eat any type of milk as a kid.
Same.
Well, any saying, dairy.
Oh, no, so did I, but. It never bothered me. Last night, I don't eat ice cream very much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't like sweet.
I saw the little half pint in the trash can.
Every now and then I'll get an urge for sweet things. Pause, if that's a pause. Hey,
yo, look at you. You just love sweet things, don't you?
I'm a sweet thing.
Yeah. First of all, don't ever look in my eyes and tell me you're a sweet thing.
Wow. Look at you trying to dim my light.
Nah, my bad, bro. Go ahead.
Shine
you King. Jealous about my confidence?
No, not at all. Being jealous about a man's confidence, you know how nasty that is? To see a man that's confident, I'm like, ugh, yuck, look at him.
Hey, you'll never shine in this. I fucked it up. You'll never shine in the shade, sis.
Sis.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of S's.
Period, poo.
So I went kind of crazy, not only on a pint of ice cream, but like the birthday cake one.
Ooh.
Ooh, the crunchies. I love that. Missed that. Hey, Carvel, can we get a vegan fucking ice cream cake? Jesus Christ.
With cookie crumb.
That's JD.
That's crazy.
I see you moved on to pizzas. So I had the pints of the ice cream cake. I went to sleep maybe around like 12:30, 1 a.m. I woke up at 4 a.m. and I've been up since.
Toilet went crazy.
I might as well have had fucking 6 sliders from White Castle.
Damn.
I think I'm lactose intolerant now.
Wait, what else did you eat besides the ice cream?
I forgot. I think I made chicken and rice before that. Something I typically eat.
No, I mean, that sounds like a good mix.
Was it chicken bad, maybe?
No.
Oh.
Damn. Nah, you might be lactose.
It felt lactose.
I've never met a white man that was lactose intolerant.
Really?
Never.
Huh. Yeah, actually, now that I think about it.
White men have the stomach of Vikings from the fucking...
No, we need to cut some of these stereotypes, because some of them I get, but this is like when a black person didn't know white people had cousins. They asked me, I was like, y'all actually have cousins? I'm like, you know, we have cousins.
Yeah.
I just didn't think white people had cousins. I was like, well, why would you think...
usually date your cousins, so we thought that was just a girl. It would
be your wife instead.
Yeah. It was my lover.
Yeah, we didn't know that was your aunt's daughter. Like,
yes, white people can be lactose intolerant. We wear lotion.
I never knew that.
Nah. And we have cousins. I'm not jacking the lotion shit.
And y'all don't wash y'all legs.
Well, Rory did ask me for lotion one day, and I was kind of like thrown off. I thought he was like for freaking what? Me. Yeah, I was like, what are you about to do with this lotion, Rory?
Yes, I wear lotion.
90% of white people don't wear lotion.
I have
lotion.
A whole skincare regimen for
lactose
my face.
Intolerant is something that I never knew white people could be.
But I don't really have too much like milk in my diet to begin with.
That makes
sense.
So
maybe that's why?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not lactose. Maybe my body was just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, you went overload. You went crazy that day. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Me, I can't. Ooh, ice cream, like regular? No. I haven't had regular ice cream in years.
What's the time between eating the ice cream and the toilet?
If it's like real dairy ice cream?
Yes.
I got max 12 minutes.
before the spoon leaves his mouth.
Before it's fucking showtime.
It's entrance to exit.
I'm so lactose intolerant. I could touch the ice cream carton, like the Haagen-Dazs, and my stomach could make a little gripe. Like, go ahead. You can eat it, but you're going to pay for it. You know that. I can eat ice cream. I can eat dairy. I can eat all of that. I'm not going to, but I'm going to pay for it in the bathroom.
I heard you break out in hives anytime someone says the name Ben or Jerry.
There's a joke there, but I'm not going to go that way. I promise you.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about dairy. Talking about you being homophobic.
There you go.
I'm not homophobic.
What? I mean, I'm just saying. Homophobic. What?
Yeah, it might be Tom.
Yeah.
Let's get the lefty. Let's get this guy out of here.
This is your last run. There was a video of Lotto circulating. I love this this way of that she's previewing her new music.
What a great time.
I think if you ask me, this is Song of the Year.
It's on mute.
There a song playing?
I'm just saying, if you ask me, this is without a doubt the song of the year. So Lotto posted something on Twitter. She said, y'all making me regret scrapping these songs. And she has a video on her TikTok, point of view, dancing to your leaked music for your man. Talk about a woman that just looks like she smells good.
Yeah.
Lotto looks like she smells phenomenal.
In a hot tub.
No disrespect to her man.
Right. Yes.
But it looks like the view from your spot, Maul.
She did say POV.
I only wish this was the view from my spot, but I don't know. I think it's a... I don't understand how this is not nominated for Song of the Year at the Grammys.
POV, dancing to your leaked music for your man. I bet her man leaked that shit. I would.
I see why he leaked it.
Yeah.
If he knew this was the video for it.
Let's objectify for a second.
Yes.
Because obviously, you know, women get dressed for us, right?
Yeah.
And do everything for us, obviously. Not for themselves.
No.
All right. Horny alert. Turn it off, Julian.
The music.
Remember like the time when like thongs became pretty regular? It was like, holy shit, women just like really wear just thongs out. Mm-hmm. Everyone, not just like IG models. It's just a thing. Yeah. How great that time was.
Mm-hmm.
It started to make me appreciate women that could pull off the regular bikini and look this good.
Yeah. The regular bikinis, I think, are more fashionable. I mean, if you got body and you look, if you have a nice shape, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of bikini you have on.
Yeah.
You're going to look good in it.
And women, come on, we know that you do this all for us and that, you know, all of you want us.
Yeah.
And, just you know, we know.
They only put on these bikinis.
We know you care only about our opinion.
They only wear these bikinis to make us, you know, drool and
all the attention.
It's not about being comfortable on the beach having as minimal tan lines as possible. Yeah, of course not. That's not what this thing is about.
Yeah. 96 degrees. Wear a turtleneck.
Yeah.
You whore. Care what the temperature
is. The sun is out. You should be inside. Some men are really crazy like that.
Lotto is nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, congrats. Congrats on the Grammy nomination, Lotto.
If I'd be twerking in a hot tub like this.
Oh, man. Listen, man. If I was the cameraman, I would have... You would have thought I was on a Discovery Channel. I would have had that camera underneath that water. And all the angles. Look at her in a natural habitat.
Listen, I know we debate about the Grammys every single year, but if Lotto getting a nomination means these videos, like, you know... Let's just keep.
No, I get it.
Giving her nominations.
I get it. Let's make sure she's nominated for Song of the Year, please. But some of these nominations came out.
Did they get it right?
All right. Well, let's start with what we pay attention to most: rap album of the year, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Best rap album, DJ Khaled God did. Now, now, listen, we love Khaled. Think he's a
and
great
God.
Guy. Obviously.
And what they did.
And what they did. Love Khaled. Love what he does. Love his energy. No matter how fake we may think it is.
We love to pick and choose what God did, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's all the good things.
Yeah.
Then 9/11. Now we have free will.
Did God make it so Tyler won best rap album?
Yes.
Because according to Khaled, that wasn't God.
Look, even God makes mistakes.
Yeah, God does make mistakes.
God is they.
they make mistakes.
DJ Khaled, God did. Future, I Never Liked You. Jack Harlow, Come Home, The Kids Miss You. I still think that's one of the greatest album titles ever. Come Home, The Kids
Miss
You.
It's probably the greatest album of all time. From the greatest lyricist of all time.
Wait, album?
And lyricist.
Jack,
I was just talking about the title of the album.
I have Come Home, The Kids Miss You, one, and maybe Reasonable Doubt, number two.
Okay. Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and The Big Steppers. Pusha T, It's Almost Dry.
Fire.
The only albums that I think belong in the best rap this out of this category. I love Pusha, I love Kendrick, and I think those are probably
the two
that got it right.
Saba, I would have liked to see in there a few good things.
Jid.
Did Jid make the deadline though?
I don't think so.
I don't know if Jid made the deadline.
I don't think so.
Vince, I would have liked to see there.
Oh, yes.
That to me,
those might be my two big gripes.
But again, I don't know. Listen, I don't know when you're supposed to submit these albums or have them out by. I don't know. I don't. I'm just talking about just for music. The Khaled album.
Well, all right. What do you think wins? What do you think wins? And what do you think?
What do I think wins? And who would I want to win?
Yes.
I think Kendrick wins. I would love for Pusha to win, though.
I'm with that.
I think Jack wins. And yeah, Pusha. I think Jack wins.
Are you saying it's just because of, like...
No, I was joking. I'm being very serious right now. I do think Jack wins this.
They're giving Jack one of these.
Jack is walking away with a grand.
Let me explain something to y'all. Shout out to Jack Harlow. Shout out to Don Cannon.
You're the only one that's not banned, stop.
Shout out to Lake. Shout out to Drama. Love those guys.
You know some disrespect is coming when you have to name the whole staff.
No.
Everyone we're just with?
Let's just be honest, man.
Shout out to Jack and his family.
Yeah. Like, shout out to Jack.
His nieces and nephews.
Shout out to the entire Kentucky.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow. The Derby. Jack Harlow did not have the best rap album of the year.
Nominated. Do you think he should have been nominated? I think he should have been nominated. Based off the popularity of 2022. With the single and the album.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at the nomination,
I think, as far as deserve to win, I think the rap song is more deserving for him. Rap album, I would say Kendrick or Push, as far as rap album. I mean, should, in my opinion.
I think Kendrick Lamar has the best rap album, obviously, out of this group. I would love for It's Almost Dry to win, though.
It will be cool.
I would love that. That to me would be like, you know, it would just be a dope thing for like Pusha's album to win best rap album. I think that would be super hard. But I'm not, I mean, the nomination, I guess, is just as almost as big as the win, I guess. Just being nominated for best rap album is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow did have a good album, but I do feel like there's other albums that should have been nominated.
And I'm saying that seriously.
Yeah,
I did when it came out and supported it.
No, the album, exactly. No, the album, it was a good album.
Do they forget?
I definitely wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. But I don't, like you said, I don't know when you're supposed to submit songs by. I don't or albums. But Ramona Park, you know, Saba, it's at least three other albums I think would be better suited for that category. But
so it looks like September 30th, 2022 was the date you had to submit by. So Jid would have made it. Vince would have as well. I guess, all right, even though I love those albums, it is the Grammys and I get the impact shit. Like Future's album sold a crazy amount of numbers in a time when people weren't really selling.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give far as impact.
What do these two albums have in common?
Oh, people are rapping?
Well, they both have a Drake feature on a single.
Oh, yeah.
True. But at the same time, with Future, you still have to give him credit because they don't count the single numbers towards your album sales anymore. So he did sell a lot.
But you're talking impact.
Yeah, I think it has some impact.
Of course.
If it's selling that amount.
Of course it had an impact. So that's my thing.
So I get why Future's there. I'm not mad, even though me personally, but who gives a fuck about personal when it comes to Grammy nominations? Of course I want Jib there.
You're a consumer. Your opinion matters.
I mean, not when you sell, what Future sell? 300,000 or something? Yeah, Future did 222. I get why this would be on for nominations,
mm-hmm.
despite what people's personal opinions are of the actual album. It should be on there. Can we go back up to, was it rap song? Best rap song.
Best rap song, DJ Khaled featuring Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, and Friday, God Did. Future featuring Drake and Tim's Wait For You. Gunna and Future featuring Young Thug, Pushing P. Jack Harlow featuring Drake, Churchill Downs. Kendrick Lamar, The Heart, Part 5. Obviously, Wait For You.
Yeah, Wait For You this, probably wins that, yeah.
Probably wins this.
Yeah, but no, it probably will. But they do now have the category of like best rap melodic song, which I love that they added that.
Mm-hmm.
Since they added that, I really think best rap song should go to a rap song. Where I think Churchill Downs, I wouldn't be mad at winning best rap song. Heart Part 5, obviously.
Yeah.
God Did is incredible off Hov's verse.
All three of them got off. DJ just had the longer... Yeah. You know, more shit talking verse.
I think God Did would be better for best rap performance because I think Jay fucking performed on that.
So best rap performance,
but rap song, I would say Churchill Down or Heart Part 5, and then save Drake, Future, and Tems for best rap melodic song. Just my opinion.
Okay.
Best melodic rap performance: Khaled, Future, SZA, Beautiful, underrated record. Future, Drake, Tems, Jack Harlow, First Class, Kendrick, Blast, Die Hard, Lotto, Big Energy.
I think Harlow wins that melodic rap performance. First Class?
Wait For You?
No, I know Wait For You's fire. Don't get it twisted. I love that.
And the Jack definition is winning of melodic rap.
One of these.
But he has to win it.
Jack is winning one of these.
Oh, for sure.
So he's either winning best rap song, best melodic rap performance, or best rap album.
I'd give him melodic.
He's winning one of those
before albums.
I can't. I mean, they could. I just, the album might be too much smoke. I don't know. The Grammy deals with backlash every
I mean,
year.
Listen.
They could sneak him one of these, the melodic or the rap song.
I think he wins melodic.
I mean, not for nothing.
First Class.
Lotto, Big Energy. If that won too, I wouldn't be mad.
Bro.
That wasn't first one of the class, best melodic rap performances.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but First Class and Big Energy over Wait For You is blasphemy.
I think Wait For You is number one that should win that.
He's not doing that.
Watch but First see. Class, I'm not mad at that winning best melodic watch rap performance.
I'm happen. Not mad either, but I'm just saying over Wait For You.
Watch it happen.
Look, it's Wait For You is either going to win.
Wait For You is one of the best songs we've heard in the last few years.
That's true. Oh, yeah, it's a fire song.
I agree with
Let's
you.
Let's just be honest. Like,
no, to Rory's point, though, it is a melodic song.
Yeah.
So I could see it winning that, beating First Class. But on rap song, I could see Churchill Downs taking it.
That's crazy.
Over The Heart Part 5, over Wait For You.
They're not going to give Wait For You both.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to.
So eliminate Wait For You from one of these categories.
Churchill Downs being a better rap song than Wait For You or fucking... Even Pushing P.
Well, look, you got to think.
Pushing P was crazy.
Well, Churchill Downs is a better rap song than Pushing P.
I'm not saying it's not. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not, but we're not going to just ignore Pushing P, though.
No, it's nominated. I'm not mad that it's nominated, but the fact that they added this melodic rap shit makes me feel
either way,
feelings that best rap song should go to a rap song.
Either way, Drake is winning like 7 Grammys. Like,
fucking hilarious.
Either way we look at it, he's going home with like 7 Grammys.
All right, can we keep scroll up? Because we'll debate all day. Best progressive R&B album. Oh shit, shout out to Terrace. Terrace Drones, Tank of the Bangers, I love them. Red Balloon, Steve Lacy, Gemini Rights, Moonchild, Starfruit, Corey Henry, Operation Funk.
They're probably going to give that to Steve Lacy.
I feel like Steve's going to clean up.
Steve's going to win that for, you know, just for the TikTok rights. Terrace, that Drones album is fire.
That's
Heavy. It's really, really good. Best R&B song, Beyonce, Cuff It, Jasmine Sullivan, Hurt Me So Good, Mary J, Good Morning Gorgeous, Mulan, Alex Long, PJ Morton, Please Don't Walk
Shout
Away.
Shout out to PJ. Congrats on the nomination.
Beyonce's running with that.
Beyonce is probably going to win Best R&B song.
Best R&B song? R&B song?
I mean,
Jasmine should win that.
Jasmine should win.
My homie Diesel produced this record too.
Shout out to Diesel.
Pause.
Yo.
Whoa.
What's his real name? You just call him that?
That's his producer name.
He's like, yo, D's.
Hey. You call him Shaq D's?
You call him Big D?
Yo, D's. What's up? What time are we playing ball? All
right.
Scroll to the next category. Best traditional R&B performance. Adam Blackstone featuring Jasmine Sullivan, Around Midnight. Babyface featuring LMA, Keeps On Falling. Beyonce, Plastic Off the Sofa. Mary J. Blige, Good Morning Gorgeous. Snow Allegra, Do For Love.
Cause it's snow.
For a dance album, Beyonce sure is cleaning up R&B.
Yeah, that ass.
That's snow. Do For Love.
I'm on snow.
I'm not saying that there isn't R&B on the Beyonce album, but it's self-proclaimed dance album labeled as a dance album.
Marketed as a dance album.
Like
packaged as a dance album.
Beyonce said, yo, this is my dance album.
Yeah.
I mean, just keep her in the pop category. That's just my opinion.
I would like to see Snow.
There's
Snow
obviously
win that.
R&B in there, but
I'd like to see Snow win that.
I would too.
That Do For Love was every fuck. You couldn't open Instagram and not hear somebody with that song. Right. In their fucking video.
I'll scroll up.
Best R&B performance, Beyonce, Virgo's Groove. Wow. Jasmine Sullivan, Hurt Me So Good. Lucky Day, Over. Mary J. Blige featuring Anderson .Paak, Here With Me. Money Long, Hers. Hours and Hours. I said Hers. Hours and Hours.
R&B performance, Hurt Me So Good. Performance, how you perform that record, Jasmine Sullivan. She better win that shit.
Oh, even Lucky. Shit, Lucky Day. That Over
got
record.
Over on Over.
R&B performance? Yeah.
Best R&B album. Chris Brown, Breezy, Lucky Day, Candy Drip, Mary J, Good Morning Gorgeous, PJ Morton, Watch the Sun, Robert Glasper, Black Radio 3, one of my favorite albums of the year. I would love to see that win. I don't know if it's going to.
I think Candy Drip.
I think Lucky takes it, which I'm not mad at. PJ's album is crazy.
Watch the Sun was dope. Black Radio 3 was dope.
Mary kind of cleaned up.
Yeah. She's nominated in a lot of different categories. Best R&B album, from my personal opinion of the year, was Candy Drip.
As far as best R&B song and performance and everything, I think SZA got super snubbed with Good Days. I don't understand how that's not anywhere to be found here.
Yeah.
Summer Walker to not even be nominated for best R&B album.
Yeah, they shut her out.
I think that's fucking insane.
That album
to me.
Was crazy. The numbers she did, like I think only at that point Beyonce had did. Did those numbers? And then obviously Adele came to like the following few weeks and did some crazy shit.
I think even for the traditional R&B categories or even progressive R&B categories, Ari Lennox's album, I don't understand why that wasn't nominated anywhere. I feel like a lot of the really good younger acts, specifically women, got kind of robbed.
Yeah.
With the R&B album stuff.
Notable artists that aren't nominated for anything, The Weeknd once again.
Shout out.
Shout out of the nominations. Nicki Minaj. Shout out. No nominations for Nicki.
What do you think Nicki would be? And relax, Barbs, just asking a question. What would Nicki, you think, be nominated for?
What's it called? That Rick James flip?
The Freak Record for what?
Best Rap Melodic.
Okay.
Something.
Wouldn't be totally mad at that. I don't know. I think that category is pretty full right now.
Yeah.
What would you take out to have
I
that?
Can lick it. I can stick it. I can.
There you go.
I can be it. I can see it. I can.
You know, she's talking about dick, right?
Yep.
I thought she was talking about an envelope.
Sorry.
She worked at the post office?
Yeah, I thought she was mailing UPS. Her fans back.
Yeah. There you go.
Mailing her fans.
Well, she's on the website.
She was covering TLC fan mail.
Yeah, checking the time for shows.
She's on the website checking her fucking.
Showtime.
Yeah, Showtimes, exactly.
Let's get to like the overall categories, right? All right, Song of the Year.
Song of the Year, Adele, Easy on Me. We don't even have to read the rest of these. That's the win right there.
They gave Taylor Swift's short film Song of the Year.
They put her movie up there?
All Too Well.
10-minute version, the short film gets Song of the Year. Taylor, I tell you, man.
Bonnie Raitt, Just Like That. Oh, Bonnie's going to take this one home. Not a chance. Adele, Easy Just On like Me that. Is definitely Song of the Year.
I disagree.
Break My Soul?
I think it's As It Was by Harry Styles.
Really?
Yes. He was. He's a killer.
It's one of those white icons.
I don't even know how to reply to that.
I'm gonna kill you. How about that? He's a killer.
Well, like I said, the lefty. Get him out of here. Pitching change.
Yeah. Yo, he's a killer. I'm Harry telling you. Styles as it was, I'm telling he's a killer.
You. What's that, the hook that on that record, Eden?
I don't want to sing anything.
Sing it.
You
sing
don't know it.
As it was, and always not the same as it was. I know the track.
Killer.
Yeah, see,
that's a killer. That's a killer.
I'm telling you,
just that guy.
When that shit wins, everybody dies.
Yeah, no, he killed his group and went solo. Yeah.
Listen, man.
Or Bad Habit.
Adele, Easy on Me.
Love that record.
That's a huge record.
Yo, actually, yo, Adele's album isn't on any of this shit, which is weird to me.
No, we skipping over a category. Got to be.
Is it only?
It's an R&B album, in my opinion.
There's no way they put it in R&B.
Yeah, and they're not gonna put that in R&B.
That's probably her most R&B album.
It is an R&B.
Where's the album of the year?
Never mind. Let me not get ahead of myself. Sorry, Rich.
Yeah, there you go. Album of the year. Rich. ABBA Voyage, Adele 30, Bad Bunny, Un Verano Sin Ti, Beyonce, Renaissance, Brandy Carlisle, and The Silent Days, Coldplay, Music of the Spheres, Harry Styles, Harry's House, Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and The Big Steppers, Lizzo Special, Mary J. Blige, Good Morning, Gorgeous, Deluxe.
Yeah, before we do this, people were angry that Bad Bunny was not nominated for Song of the Year. Not one song.
Marijuana Bebida.
Shattered every single streaming record.
I mean, he wins Album of the Year, right?
Yeah, I would like to not have him on Song of the Year, too, is kind of crazy.
He deserves to win Album of the Year.
He definitely wins.
He does. Album of the Year.
He deserves to win Artist of the Year.
First Latino.
He's had the most profitable year for a touring musician ever.
They should probably just call the Grammys the Bad Bunnies at this point.
Mm. Yeah,
Jesus
the Bunnies.
Like, Christ.
No, he is kind of getting... Is he not nominated anything else besides Album of the Year?
I don't think so.
No,
that's kind of nuts. Sorry.
He's only the biggest artist in the world.
Yeah.
He's also not nominated for Record of the Year.
Wild.
You know who is? Adele.
Yeah, she's got to clean these up.
Adele's right
and
there.
ABBA.
Rory is like when Juelz told the Locks they didn't have no R&B records. and then Jada went on to run off like three Mariah Carey joints. Y'all ain't got no records for the girls, though. Oh, yeah? He said, Adele isn't nominated for anything.
Have you heard the Album of the Year, Emancipation of Mimi? Kissing Styles all over that.
Album of the Year, Record of the Year. Adele got the biggest fucking category.
You ever heard of Mary J. Blige?
Yeah.
Juelz?
Juelz was sick out of his mind saying that to the Locks. I think Adele wins Record of the Year as well.
No.
Although,
way.
Beyonce Break My Soul.
Yeah. Come on.
It would be up there for Record of the Year.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Grammys at this point.
Do we feel like they got it right? They obviously missed the mark with some of these. Bad Bunny obviously should be nominated for more than
I don't
this.
Understand why ABBA's up there. I love ABBA, but come on, G. Why?
For Record of the Year?
Yeah.
ABBA's not a killer like Harry, man.
Yeah.
No, but Harry Styles. Right there. Harry's right there, though. Yeah. Look.
I tried to listen to that Harry Styles album, but.
It didn't resonate.
It didn't tickle my fancy.
Yeah, I feel you.
The Harry politics of the Grammys now are getting a little too absurd because they could at least pump fake nominee the weekend or like they used to do stuff like that. Yeah. And now it's just fuck you, we're shutting you out.
But why though? Why did they shut the weekend out like that?
Because he didn't do the Super Bowl. He did the Super Bowl rather than
do the Grammys,
and they were really mad. So they
who struck. Wouldn't do the Super Bowl?
that's so difficult to understand. Like
life is hard.
What artist would not do the Super Bowl?
Acting like he did someone's bat mitzvah instead.
Yeah, like who wouldn't do the fucking Super Bowl over a Grammy performance? Like
life is hard. Life is very hard.
I guess I don't think they'll ever get it "quote unquote" right for everyone. So
somebody's gonna get snubbed. But I mean,
I think SZA and Summer are probably
snubbing
the biggest.
Bad Bunny is sick though.
Yeah.
Like, this dude is clearly one of the biggest artists ever, and he's only nominated for Album of the Year.
Crazy. And they're not going to give it to him. I know.
There's no way they're giving it
to him. I mean, he probably has other categories that we don't like. Best Latin something, I'm sure.
No, on here? I think this is the only Grammy he's nominated for. Maybe Latin Grammy, sure, he'll score. But this is the first, like, Grammys, like,
that's
Latino Grammy
sick.
Nomination.
Yo, imagine
that's sick.
Yeah,
the numbers he put up is fucking crazy.
Imagine selling out Yankee Stadium. And they're like, I'll just put him in the Latin category.
Yeah.
Yo,
put him over there.
And then imagine being the Weeknd having the highest grossing tour ever.
Yep.
And going, nothing.
Nah. Not this week.
Not this
that
year.
Money's also yeah,
try better next time.
Yeah, next time you'll do
but
better next year.
But that's what I don't understand. Like, is it numbers? Is
best
it...
pop solo performance, Bad Bunny, Moscow Mule.
Okay. I love that drink.
I love that drink.
I didn't read this
best
one.
Music out Urbana album.
Best Music out Urbana, yeah. Okay.
So he has three nominations.
Okay, that works. I mean, he'll win that one. I just think
he's going to win all of those.
You think he'll win Album of the Year?
Best Music out Urbana album?
Or Urbana.
Urbana.
Mm-hmm. Urbana.
However you want to say it.
I don't know, man. Daddy Yankee might take this one.
Legend Daddy.
Listen.
I didn't know that was the title.
Let me explain something to you. All of those gentlemen after Bad Bunny's name in that category know that they're not winning that.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
The fact that the music industry still uses urban even in Spanish is hilarious to me.
Música.
Música Urbana.
De música de Harry Frog.
You know, Sean Paul was at Webster Hall last night and no one told me.
Damn.
Should have checked the website.
Yeah. Maybe
that's
the
problem. Yeah. See?
It's only funny to us. But that was probably crazy though, no?
Sean Paul?
Yeah.
At Webster Hall?
Yeah. That probably felt like a Jamaican bashment.
Yeah. I would have really enjoyed that.
You didn't know about the Eden?
No.
You didn't
Sean
DJ?
Paul's Jamaican.
I didn't DJ. No, he didn't let me open.
No, but I mean, Eden is a DJ. I figured he would know.
I love Get Busy.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so those are the nominees for the Grammys this year. We can sit here and debate all day, Rory, about who got snubbed and what song will be what, but I think we will be surprised come Grammy night at who actually wins some of these categories, so I'm looking forward to that because I feel like we are going to be shocked, we are going to be flabbergasted, and we are going to be goddamn pissed off at some of the people that walk out of there with a trophy.
Kodak Gremlin shouldn't have been.
Song
of the year?
If you not going to lie, yeah, you're right.
I don't know why Kodak wouldn't be there.
That's kind of fucked
up.
Listen,
man. Kodak, I still think for whatever reason, people really just, Kodak is still underrated.
It's
the craziest thing to me that he's, I'd say that. But I really do feel like people don't, because obviously, you know, the shit, you know, the trouble that he's in and, you know, some of his antics online, whatever. What I'm just talking about as an artist, as just music, Kodak Black is one of the best artists that we have.
What do you think his Grammy speech would be like? Do you think maybe that has to do with it?
well, look, if you're not going, I'm not saying you got to give it to him and let him go up there and speak.
Yeah,
but nominate him at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Like sometimes you got to just listen. That's your win. We're gonna nominate you. We're gonna have your name said on stage. You know, like you could sit in the audience with tight closing on you and whatever.
Would we want him in the audience? We saw what he did at a hockey game.
You got to have Yak at the Grammys. You have to. Let him wear his... Let him wear a Haitian suit with no shirt on under it, all his jewelry.
He had sex in a booth at a hockey game.
Dude, you can have sex at the Grammys?
Sounds like a legend to me.
Yeah. Sounds like a man that knows what he wants.
When did he do this? Right now.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember when Kodak had sex at a hockey game.
Oh. You weren't in the booth next to him?
Yeah, I think he was just grinding on some girl.
I feel like if I knew that, I'd say never forget.
It wasn't.
No, he was off the chew.
He off the chew.
Well, it says he made a scene. It doesn't say he was
at a Florida Panther game.
I can promise you that Kodak Black was not penetrating a woman at the game.
Wait, what the fuck?
No, he was.
I love everyone watching.
Oh no, I got to put more respect on Kodak's name. Oh, they're not fucking, but that's still hilarious.
Yeah.
It looks crazy.
I think he jumped on live and addressed it afterwards.
Yeah.
And said, yes, I was.
Tearing that up?
Yeah.
I mean,
why you got to nominate
that's
that.
That's a Grammy nominated.
That's a Grammy nomination if I've ever seen.
You got the skybox at a hockey game.
Got the skybox.
Yeah.
The Grammys needs to top a Will Smith, Chris Rock moment, so Kodak could do that.
He could fuck her on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Most people use their Grammys to drink out of and dump ashes in.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, if Mr.
Put the condoms inside the
there you go.
Grammy thing.
Kodak.
If Kendrick wins.
Have to use it.
Kind of like a...
Kodak wins.
Excuse me?
If Kendrick wins, Kodak wins. Technically, he is Grammy nominated.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
He's on Mr. Morale.
Yeah.
True. True.
I think if Kendrick wins, the right thing to do would be to bring Kodak on stage with him. And the young lady he was with at the hockey game.
Mm. Oh, yeah. She's a legend. We can't forget about her in the history of hip-hop.
Yeah.
And then, like, Kendrick could really do maybe a great Grammy speech breaking down, like, therapy and breaking down the walls like while he breaks down her fourth wall.
There you go.
And it'd just be a metaphor. for the album.
Yeah. The walls.
Yeah. The walls come tumbling down.
And he could big step talk. In that pussy.
It's impossible.
Step in that pussy.
It's important for us to continue to knock down the walls.
Yes.
In hip hop and with the Grammys and being nominated. So Kodak should definitely be at the front of that charge and that cavalry.
I love it. You guys are very progressive.
The what?
The cavalry.
With the militia?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's a big Second Amendment
sniper
guy.
Gang. The sniper gang should be at the Grammys for sure. Gang.
I get it.
So Kodak, I still feel like, is underrated. He jumped online to defend Nas after 21 Savage called Nas irrelevant. We spoke about that and said that you can't win Grammy of the Year for you can't win a Grammy for Rap Album of the year before and be called irrelevant the next year. It's just not possible. And you can't be called irrelevant and then say he just has a fan base and can rap really well. That means he's relevant if he has a fan base.
I mean, Kodak, I do believe, really likes Nas, but he's just, this is Post Smoke. From the verses offer.
This is, Kodak wants all the smoke. He wants all the issues. He wants the verses. He wants the man purses. He wants anything that 21 Savage wants. After 21 Savage said that he's the best artist on his freshman cover and he can beat all of them in the verses. We spoke about that and y'all said that y'all think that 21 would beat Kodak. I don't think so. I don't think that 21 has more songs, more hit songs. I don't think that 21 raps better than Kodak. Or Uzi.
For that Wait. Say that one more time.
I don't think 21 Savage has more bigger records than Uzi.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, I can't agree with that.
Yeah. I don't think he has more than Kodak either. And I love 21.
He may have more. I mean, XO Tour Life obviously is bigger than any record 21 has, but if you did a 20, I don't know.
It'll be a tough night for 21.
Obviously, Uzi is fucking huge records, but
back to Kodak.
Like under appreciating 21's catalog, but
no. Listen, these are some talented artists. I just think that 21 has a ways to go. But let's just go down some of these Kodak songs that somebody sent me, which I thought was a great list that he sent. Kodak is No Flocking, Super Gremlin, Vibin' in His Bit, Lockjaw, ZZ, Usain Bolt, Skrilla, Pills and Automobile, Skirt, Rolling Peace, Tunnel Vision, Transporting.
Not even including features.
These are a lot of songs that Kodak has that I think people just kind of forget.
Yeah.
But I would love to see that because I think it would be very entertaining. I think that it'll be a lot of great music played, obviously. But I do think that Kodak is a better artist than 21 at this point. Now, 21 has been on a hell of a run, that which we spoke about before. The new album with Drake. Her Loss, obviously an album that we all fuck with, we love. So he's still working. He's still making it hard to beat him in the verses. But I still think as of right now, Kodak Black has a better catalog.
21 versus Nas in the verses.
Mm. Come on, man. Stop. What? Stop.
No, I mean.
Just want to know.
What do you want to know?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Like your answer.
20 to 18.
And who's winning that?
Like how close?
20 to 18. You think 21 takes Nas to the wire?
Listen, man, he's relevant.
It's a buzzer beater.
I know I can't. It's like, woo!
If Nas didn't play I Can, he might have been out of here. Like, yo, what?
Bro, that's I hope sick. Nas does not play I Can in a versus.
I would love to hear I Can in a versus.
You gotta do that.
Why not?
He has to play that.
Yeah, that's a lit song.
Did you learn about the pyramids from that song?
Absolutely. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? That's how I learned about the pyramids. Yeah. Nas. That was the first person I heard. What is this pyramid thing he's talking about?
Didn't know Egyptians were African? This is crazy.
I had no idea. But Kodak, he definitely wants that. He wants some smoke with 21. He was on live. He was defending Nas.
He was singing I Can.
Yeah. He was. He told 21 must be smoking dick if he thinks that Nas is irrelevant. But 21, I mean, Kodak has been plenty of interviews before this, before 21 ever said he's a huge Nas fan. He always talks about his love and admiration for Nas. That's his favorite rapper.
This is not a joke. I would love a Kodak and Nas record.
I would love that. I would absolutely.
I don't think it would sound weird at all.
I think that's actually important for us to get. Just that generation, that age gap. Yeah,
cross.
Mm-hmm. The troubles that Kodak has had and just Nas being who he is, I think that would be an amazing dynamic on a track for those two.
I worked a record with Kodak and Jason Derulo when I was at Atlantic. Sorry to hit it.
How did you? How is that?
How was, let's speak more to that. How was that
about that, Julian?
We're talking about legends making records with Kodak.
Yeah.
My guy, Jason. We did a fantastic
Jason Derulo
record.
Is a legend.
Doesn't
he is a legend.
He's absolutely a legend.
Doesn't Julian kind of look like the ISIS version of Jason Derulo?
So what's great is no one will find issue with that joke. But,
no.
They laughed their asses over that joke.
By the way, I love that joke. That was great. We did a record called Slidin'.
I remember this record.
I fuck with Jason Derulo.
I worked this record. Jason is a great, great guy.
Yeah.
We went to Miami and did a whole thing.
And he ain't no punk. I like that about him. That video that came out, he got the kick.
Oh, yeah.
I like when niggas just step to their business. Like, yo, what? And just thought, I'll punch you in your face. I like that. I respect that. Jason Derulo is a legend, though. People give him a lot of shit, and it's easy to kind of crack jokes at Jason Derulo, but he is a legend.
Well, I just love that Julian just admitted that Jason Derulo flew him to Miami.
All right.
That's okay.
No, that's what's up. I like that for you. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
We're proud of you.
Slide. Now what happened. I remember this record.
Slip, slide.
It's a great Haitian combo.
Yeah. It's the one,
Jason Derulo is not Haitian, is
he? Yes, he is. Super Haitian.
Yeah.
Super Haitian.
I didn't know that.
Am I allowed to say super Haitian? He's not regular Haitian. He's super, super Haitian. Haitian.
Yeah. You can get Nas for the remix?
I assume he's Haitian. For this? Cousins with my friend who's Haitian.
Let's not do that. We don't need Nas for the sliding remix. Thank you.
this late in the game?
Yeah.
Let's revisit that record.
No. I'm sure Nas has a lot going on. KD3 available now.
Yeah.
Nas doesn't need to jump on the sliding remix.
All right. Well, we can stay with music for one more second. Mm-hmm. The Nipsey Doc, they dropped the trailer.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Spring Hill.
Yes, LeBron James Company.
Executive producing this documentary, alongside Nipsey's, what was the name of his imprint? I'm sorry. Hustle Marathon Films. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Hustle Marathon Films and Spring Hill are getting together to do the documentary on the late, great Nipsey Hussle. I love the trailer. It looks great. Obviously, this is something that we're going to support and we're going to look at. Shout out to LeBron and his crew for another amazing piece of work to add to the Spring Hill list. Spring Hill is making a lot. They're doing a lot of dope shit.
Yeah. A lot of great shit.
A lot of dope shit at Spring Hill.
I wonder where this will live, if this is going to be.
I'm thinking maybe Showtime.
Yeah.
Maybe Showtime. Maybe HBO.
Yeah.
Because they already have the shop. They have that whole relationship over there.
But didn't they sever ties with the HBO?
They did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely wouldn't be HBO. Yeah. I'm sure they would pitch this probably to Showtime.
So Showtime, maybe Netflix, maybe?
I don't see why not.
Maybe Amazon?
If they already have that relationship, I can see this being a Showtime thing. But either way, I'll be tuning in. The trailer looked great.
Didn't they say where it would be on the trailer?
No.
They didn't mention where it would be.
Not that I saw.
Just soon to come.
Okay.
But I mean, it makes sense that LeBron would do this. I mean, I don't know if you had heard the story. In 1999, LeBron was with Nipsey.
Yeah.
And Nipsey was like, yo, I just feel like this whole thing's just like a long race. It's like a really...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just can't think of what this feels like. It just feels like I'm running for a really long time.
Yeah.
And LeBron was just like...
A marathon.
This shit feels like a marathon.
It's a marathon.
Oh, shit.
And the rest was history.
Yeah.
So, you know, it does make sense that LeBron would do this.
It's
doc.
Full circle.
Yeah.
It's full circle.
I mean, they've been cool since 94, I want to say.
Yeah.
He knew. He knew.
Yeah.
LeBron knew that Nip was going to go on to be a legend and sell his album for $100 a piece. And
well, he set the price, LeBron. Nip was like, should I do $10? LeBron was like,
add another zero.
Another zero.
Another
yeah.
one.
There another one. Another zero. They'll support it. Rest in peace to the legend Nipsey Hussle. But I am excited to watch this documentary. And I'm sure that they're gonna do a great job with it. Spring Hill does.
For sure.
They do amazing work over
there. And I know we joke on LeBron, but I know LeBron really gives a fuck about hip hop.
Oh, no,
I love when LeBron does hip hop shit because I know
special,
he actually
this is
really
special
cares.
For LeBron. He's definitely wants to get this right, and I'm sure they will. So looking forward to watching this docuseries.
Weird transition, but still a documentary. Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies.
Definitely one of the bigger cases that we've probably lived through.
It's up there with OJ.
Absolutely. So Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies is finally a documentary. There's been documentaries based around the actual case and what happened over the years. But this is the first time that Casey Anthony will speak.
In over a decade.
In over a decade.
Where the Truth Lies. Yeah, I bet the truth lies when Double Jeopardy exists.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Is this her version of OJ If I Did It?
Yes.
This is definitely that. This is going to be, well, this is interesting for a number of things. First of all, the timing of it. It's right around the holidays, right after Thanksgiving. Families are together. Families are home. People are sitting around. Like,
it's what a sick weird marketing meeting.
Yeah, it's just weird how people, how these things are like. This is not a coincidence that this documentary is coming out when most families are home with each other, gathered around, you know, spending time together. And then they're going to drop a documentary that pretty much everyone knows about.
Yeah.
And everyone is, of course, going to tune into this because it's just such a high-profile case. You couldn't turn on a TV without hearing about this case. You couldn't walk past a newsstand without seeing these photos on every magazine, every newspaper. This is, again, behind O.J. Simpson case. This is probably the biggest case that we've ever lived through.
Well, if you look at the timing, too, most families don't like each other, especially around the holidays.
Mm.
So what a perfect excuse. After, and Thanksgiving, you know, just the theme of what it really is.
Yeah, after you eat, you argue, settle down.
Yeah.
The Casey Anthony documentary is coming on.
Yes.
So let's sit down and watch this as a family.
After we celebrated this holiday of murder, let's watch murder.
Let's watch more murder. Let's compound the murder on top of murder and sweet potato pie.
But it makes you feel better about your family because none of you, hopefully, are murderers.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
There's some secrets in my family. I'll tell you that.
And if you look at
my uncles, I'm like,
If you look at the statistics, somebody that's watching this next week will be murdered by their family.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
At some point. Use this as a warning.
Read the signs. Know where the bodies are.
I had seen so many theories with this. I am really curious. I once saw, I don't know if it was true because it was on the internet, but she had Googled like how to dispose a body, but it was on Firefox and not on her internet browser. And the cops at the time only knew what an internet browser was.
Yeah.
They didn't know what Firefox was, so they never searched it.
Mm-hmm. She's elusive.
Yeah.
I mean,
31 days is a long time, by the way. My AirPods go missing for 20 minutes, and I'm like,
and I'm texting the group chat.
Who stole them?
Well,
my kid is missing for 31 days, and I don't call the authorities.
Patience is a virtue, and you know,
I'm sure she's fine. She'll be back.
She saw what happened with OJ and didn't trust the cops.
She'll crawl back.
Yeah. She'll be back home in no time. Like, she's probably at the park.
This was some sick shit.
This is the absolute sickest shit.
You know what's even sicker? Peacock's throwing her a bag to do this.
Yeah.
How much money is she making off this, you think?
At least?
No, they said in the trailer, why are you doing this for free?
She's not.
Definitely not doing this for free.
There's no fucking way she's doing this for free.
No. She's not talking in a documentary, being interviewed for free.
For Peacock.
That's not happening.
Do you think she's one of those people that like really believes that she didn't do it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She has that ability to convince herself that she didn't do it and then try to convince others that she didn't do it. But she 100% believes she didn't have anything to do with the death and disappearance of her daughter. Absolutely.
I'm just curious because as much as this was covered, we never really got too much info of like why you didn't call the cops.
Well, this is why. Well, hopefully this is what is going to be addressed in this documentary. I'm sure it won't be. I'm sure she's been prepped enough. She's been scripted and been given. It's not like she didn't know what question she was going to be asked.
Mm.
This is all scripted. This is all, made up and powdered up to be ready for a documentary. But we're just going to get more lies on top of lies on top of lies. And we're going to sit and watch, and we're going to be back here talking about it, and everybody online is going to be talking about it. While the fact of the matter is, a little girl was killed, and her mother did it.
Allegedly.
So.
No, she did it.
She did it?
This one's kind of, yeah, it's kind of.
She did it.
No, I said she did it.
Yeah.
This case is kind of, I said allegedly.
Allegedly. No. There's no alleged. She did it.
I mean, look at this lie. She told police that she was with a sister known as Zanny, but that story turned out to be made up. Off rip, you're just lying about who the kid was with. Like, just end it there. Why are you lying about where your two-year-old kid is at?
Exactly.
The other theory was that Zanny the nanny was, she was just on Xanax.
She's off the
Zanny.
She was just off the Zanny. She was ahead of her time. I'm serious. That was a theory.
That shit is crazy, man.
And look at the name that you make up for the sitter.
She's full of entendres.
Zanny Gonzalez. There's a hint of racism, and that's the name that you just pick for the sitter.
It's sick because we are going to watch this because we do want to hear more lies.
Oh, of course,
this country loves a good murder mystery that isn't really a mystery because we know what happened and we know who did it. But we're all going to sit and stream this and watch this on Peacock, is it?
Yeah, Peacock.
On Peacock.
November 29th.
November 29th, Casey Anthony, who did it and why? I'm gonna rename the doc. That's what it's called. Who did it and why? You did. That's the name of the documentary.
You did it. Now why?
Yeah, now why? Now why did you do it?
I did it. I'm admitting it because now you can't charge me.
Oh, man. All right, so I have some sad news to announce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
What?
Yeah, man.
Oh, what happened, man?
Trump announced that he's running for president in 2024.
Sad. Why is that sad?
I thought you'd be happy news to you. I thought elated. We'd be celebrating.
Now, it's been well documented over the years. My
document.
You want to take the country back, I thought.
Yeah, I did.
And make it great again.
I did want to take it back from old Sleepy Joe. So Trump announced his presidential run, which we all knew he was going to run in 2024. That was no surprise.
Shocker.
But then he started to address the people that had came out, and he said some things that had me like, oh, Russia really got to this guy.
Oh, finally.
For the first time.
It only took you 5 years, 6 years.
Russia got, oh, Putin got to him. Mm-hmm. Trump said he wants all drug dealers to be given the death penalty. If you're caught selling drugs, you should be given the death penalty. Now,
I love that that's where you're now drawing the line.
Well, only because that's so
Edden's
directly
a rapist didn't bother you. Build
hey,
a wall.
Sometimes I'm a nice person. Okay.
Charleston or whatever that shit was had nice people. That didn't bother you.
No, he said right after that, he said, except for the KKK and neo-Nazis. He never saw that part because the media edited it.
He told the Proud Boys to stand by. We're going to storm the Capitol soon.
And then they did.
We're going to storm the Capitol soon.
You know that's what he meant, though.
Yeah, man. This is to me, even though I know the president has little to no control, they're just talking in what they want for their presidential run and they want to change this. More than half of this shit never comes true. They say they promise us these things. So while he may have said he wants the death penalty for drug dealers, while we know that that won't actually ever happen, just the fact that he said it is enough for me to throw down my MAG hat. Got to burn the MAG hat, just like I'm burning all the Kyries.
If you think, like, all right, caffeine is a drug.
Sugar. So
sugar is 100%.
Give everyone at the fucking PepsiCo fucking Monster Energy, all of these fucking energy drinks. Kill the entire staff.
Now,
everyone on the marketing team, everyone on the fucking strategy team, kill everybody.
Put them in a room with Casey Anthony.
Because they're all peddling drugs.
I looked at it this way. Even Donnie said some crazy things.
Yes.
But this, I was like, oh, they took this out of context. Let me go actually watch it.
Same thing I did.
And then I watched it.
Yeah. And he said it.
And then he wanted to kill all drug dealers.
Yeah. All you guys. And then he said it. That's the only way.
That shit.
That's just what it is. If you get caught selling drugs, you must die. And I'm just like, all right.
It's all the drug dealer.
I can't.
We have trouble. The death penalty for murder is in this country.
Yeah.
So we're just going to pass it for a gram of weed at this point?
Yeah, yeah. No. What is that in your pocket, son?
Yeah.
Sour? Is that sour diesel?
You know they love
it. Okay, now you die.
You know, this will be like Trump's new single. This is from his single off his second album.
Of course.
Build the Wall was the first one.
Kill the drug dealers is the second one.
And if you think about Build the Wall, you know how long the border of Mexico and America is?
Absolutely.
No, I have
no
idea.
It's like 4 days of driving 70 miles an hour straight. No bathroom breaks.
No.
He said he was going to build a wall that entire time.
Wall still isn't built.
Well, since they're all in.
An insane thing.
Now they're selling drugs.
No, he said they're going to build it.
Well, and then he's going to kill them.
Yeah.
Because they're selling drugs.
The wall never went up, so that means
the only wall went around children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only wall that went up.
New cage.
So I think his fan base, they love that first single. It wasn't outrageous to them, even if you thought about it.
Yeah. This one, he had to go a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
This is his sophomore album.
I cannot. I can no longer,
Will there be a sophomore slump for old Donnie?
There might be.
He's coming out the gate with a single. Yeah, kill all drug dealers?
Yeah, kill all drug dealers as well.
That's going platinum.
The merch is crazy. The merch is going crazy. It's selling out. You can't get it nowhere. Like, Donnie's just going crazy. He's losing his fucking mind. Killing all drug dealers is the wildest campaign ad ever.
All right. Kill all
drug dealers. Like, we had Crack is Whack. This is your brain on drugs. Like,
Mo, you realize.
Kill the drug dealers is crazy.
You realize he said kill all drug dealers to a fan base where, let's say, 40% is addicted to fentanyl?
Absolutely. meth. It was all kind of meth heads at that rally. You know the meth. You know the meth. You know the meth crowd when you see it.
I told them, don't get high on your own supply or you're dead.
You could tell like they wasn't really feeling that. They was like, hey, my meth guy is pretty cool, Don. I don't want you killing
him. The price
like,
of brick.
They didn't really applaud at that. They kind of was like, oh, okay. He wants to kill a local drug dealer. Not really going to vote for this guy after this one. But I can't. It's just.
Well, you don't vote. So.
Yeah, I don't vote for him. But I just.
I do go to CVS.
Yeah.
To kill those people.
Oh, my God. The plan B.
To blow up every pharmacy in the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And come on. How many Adderalls do we think Donnie is off of most of the time?
At least three.
He's on at least three a day.
Yeah. Three.
He's an 80 milligram on average guy.
Yeah. For sure.
I think 120 when he really wants to stick it to
when
the Dems.
When he has a real run? Yeah.
To the Dems. To the demon rats.
When he faced off with Hillary, he was off the pack.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, yeah.
He was juiced up that night for sure.
All right, I'll put it this way. I was on board with, I think Trump was going to win because of how terribly Joe Biden has done.
Horribly.
But if he's coming out the gate with kill all drug dealers, like, I don't know what the fuck is next.
Yeah. This first single, this first single is crazy. Kill all drug dealers is wild. The merch for that is going to go crazy, though. Just having like random bodies laid out on a shirt
with an eighth next to it,
with pills on the floor.
Like,
next to
what
it?
An open-ended statement to just crazy. Cheer for.
That shit is wild, man. Yeah, I'm denouncing my MAGA hat. damn, I was just going to order a new one. Mm. Fuck, yeah.
Like the five panel that Kanye did,
yeah.
Or
gosh. Yeah. But
upside down MAGA. Yeah.
I was just going to order it. This is crazy.
Take America
that.
Back is the. The new one, right?
Shut Take America up. Back, and if you get caught with crack, that's the end of that.
Hey, there you go.
Yo, I think... all right, never mind. Now I'm on board.
Yeah.
Campaign
Nothing
manager.
Like a good jingle. Did Pusha T write that's that? You know he writes...
Absolutely. You know Pusha wrote that. They're gonna
he
kill
writes
Pusha.
Jingles and sold crack.
Yeah,
that's
gonna,
a Pusha.
They're going to kill Pusha right after that. After he write the jingle, they're going to kill him. Yeah, I can't fuck with Don. It's over.
All right, well, who did the Democrats get?
Oh, man, I don't know, man.
Bro, I
think
don't know.
I'm sitting this one out again. I'm not voting again. Yeah, I didn't vote last year.
Do we think Joe Biden is going to come out and say I'm running again?
I hope not.
I think he might.
I hope not.
I remember hearing in the beginning that he wouldn't, but I think he might.
What is his doctor suggest?
It's time for Joe. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's time
what is
for
his
Joe
drug
Biden.
Dealer suggesting?
His son?
Now I know why he said that, because if we kill all the drug dealers, Joe Biden will collapse on site.
Oh, and we got to kill his son. So, hey, Donnie might be on to something.
I see what he's saying.
They found all those pictures.
That was a shot of Hunter Biden?
Yeah, they found all those pictures in his laptop. He had 400 grams of crack.
iPhone 11. Trying to save Hunter from himself.
Yeah, they like, you know, let's kill Hunter Biden. Let's kill him. Get him out of there. This is by far going to be the sickest presidential campaign of all time.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, I don't. This is scary. This is look what our options are.
If Joe Biden wins, he'll be 81.
Joe Biden is not.
Christ.
There's no way Joe Biden is getting.
Joe Biden's older than Bill Clinton.
Joe Biden is older than Jesus.
But he's not. He's not even a good. He's not even a good 79.
No.
He's got three.
Like
years
he's around. Like he reads at a 91-year-old level.
Yeah.
He's not even like a good 79.
He's the 79 that like you just know like he has no idea what is going on right now.
Well, the funny thing is Trump's old as fuck too, but he takes the good drugs.
Yeah.
He's more aware because he takes drugs.
Yeah. Biden is, there's no way this country can reelect Joe Biden. I'm sorry.
It's the world.
Trump and Bill Clinton are the same age.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Bill Clinton ain't running for fucking president right now, though.
Well, that's my point.
Bill he even retired from the saxophone. Like, he doesn't even do his, like, side hobbies anymore. Or fucks bitches.
Man, this is scary. I don't know what options we have. I don't know what we're going to do, but these candidates are getting scary. This is like, I don't know. Good luck, and God bless America. The tragedy down in Virginia with the Virginia football team, three Virginia football players were killed, and I believe Virginia has canceled all their upcoming games. Understandably,
at least next one, yeah.
We knew that. Rest in peace to Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry. They were all killed over the weekend, I believe, while we were in Atlanta. I think this happened.
Yeah.
This is so sad, man. This is probably one of the biggest tragedies that I can remember, the Marshall plane crash with all the football team on that flight.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the bigger tragedies. But this one, because of, you know, obviously gun violence in our community, in our communities and in our country, is a huge problem. The fact that these three gentlemen were killed on campus by someone who was a former member of the Virginia team as well. This is just, you know, something has to be done, man. Something has to be done. This is, these are college students, college athletes who have bright futures ahead of them, being killed on their college campus. Again, at the hands of a former college student and athlete as well. Don't know the story behind it.
Oddly quiet with details.
Yeah, if there was an issue with these guys personally, I don't know. But this is, again, this is a problem with these guns and, you know, just getting on campuses where you're supposed to be making a better life for yourself and getting a higher education and creating a better future for yourself. And now you're being gunned down by students and or former students. This is, you know, it's a problem. It's a problem and we got to address it and we got to address it now. You're talking about killing all drug dealers. We need to kill, you know, whoever's bringing these fucking guns into our communities.
Mm-hmm.
That's the more important thing, because this, you know, college football players being gunned down on campus. Like, where do we go from that? You know what I mean? Like, if you're not safe on your college campus, being a student athlete and just trying to better yourself and create a better future for yourself, I don't know where you're safe at. So rest in peace. prayers and condolences to the families, to the community, to the Virginia program. You know, I'm pretty sure every student on campus is shaken up by this and scared. I'm pretty sure some students may not ever return to campus after, you know, something like this. Is just you just don't know. You can't focus on just going to school and going to class after something like this. So,
word.
Prayers to that community, prayers to the families, and yeah, man, be careful. Watch your surroundings and watch people. Because you never know. You never know what people are going through, what they have planned, what's going on in their heads. So just, you know, look after each other, protect each other as best you can. And just, you know, hopefully, you know, this is something that we don't have to see again, although this isn't the first or last time we've seen a college campus shooting. So eliminate the guns. I think we start there. You eliminate the killings. You eliminate the shootings. So we know what the problem is. We know that the solution is getting rid of the guns, and we know that there's major money in the gun business. So I don't see that happening anytime soon, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Reminder, we are on tour still. Yes. Still have a few shows left, fellas. We're at the turning the last corner, the last leg.
We're getting there.
We are in Dallas this weekend, Saturday at the Southside Music Hall.
Yes, sir.
And we are on Sunday. Sunday's an early show in Houston at the Houston Improv, 3 p.m. showtime.
Yes.
If you have meet and greets, I believe meet and greet is 1 p.m.
Yes.
So get there early. It's an early Sunday in Houston.
Yeah, we'll have brunch together.
Yeah.
We'll have brunch.
Woo.
And then go take a nap, because I'm pretty sure we'll be tired after that. But Saturday, Dallas Southside Music Hall. Sunday, Houston Improv at 3 p.m. showtime, 1:30 p.m.
Should we have Ed and DJ that brunch?
Sure.
Ed, and bring your wheels of steel.
My wheels of steel. Sure, I'll bring it.
Which means a laptop now.
There you go.
That's what really it means. And we'll come out, have fun early start time in Houston, which means we have the rest of the day to chill and enjoy the city and do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Odell sue Nike for $20 million.
He did.
What was that about?
Still not a lot of details, just that they're holding money from him.
Mm-hmm.
I think certain bonuses, other shit that he's owed.
Odell Beckham Jr. has filed a $20 million lawsuit against Nike, alleging the company didn't honor his endorsement contract and is willfully withholding millions of dollars and inventing excuses not to pay him. Hey, Nike, we already not fucking with y'all at the moment with this Kyrie shit. Y'all want to see if we really start not fucking with y'all on the whole and how much money y'all lose? Pay these fucking athletes. Give them their fucking money. Don't think that you are bigger than the athletes. That's the one thing that these fucking companies, they have a problem with. They start to feel like they're bigger than these athletes. You're not bigger than the athletes that are wearing the products. You need the athletes. Pay the athletes. You sign a fucking contract. Honor the fucking contract, Nike. Or we'll be out here wearing fucking Salehi Bimberis for the rest of our fucking lives.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that.
Shout out to Salehi. So yeah, man. We're in Houston this weekend. Dallas this weekend.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to meeting the people, having fun. Again, early start time in Houston, Sunday at the Houston Improv. Fellas, got any plans in Texas?
No, I need to find
Let's catch a Maverick game. Let's go to a Dallas game Friday.
Great.
Catch a Maverick. Let's go see Luka. Luka the Don. Yeah. Well, Eden won't be there. Sorry,
Eden won't be there.
But Houston. We'll meet you down in Houston.
Houston will be
Also, in Houston, the tickets were only being sold in groups. The single tickets are now available as well. If you want to get a solo ticket, they are available at the Houston Improv. Please go to their website.
Or Houston Improv website. We're being told we should have went to the website to find out our own start time. That's what we were told. We honestly just found out we were starting at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Probably at 3 p.m. today.
While you're hearing this, we're on stage.
While you're hearing this, we found out that we have to be on stage at 3 p.m. And we were told that we should have checked the website.
Yes.
Never been told such blasphemous shit in my life, aside from that LeBron is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan, which is absolutely
Michael Jeffrey
Jordan. Yeah.
But yes, we will be at the Mavericks game. Maul is going to text Mark.
Yeah, he's get out there, text Mark Cuban. I'm going to set some screens for Luka. Help Luka get some open shots.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have fun in Texas this weekend. Hope to see y'all there. Let's have fun. Everybody be safe. Enjoy your weekend. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
No worries now.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.